Hi, it's Jeffrey Craner, and I am talking to you from December 2025, and I want you to come see Welcome to Night Vale live on stage. We're touring our newest live show, Murder Night in Blood Forest, in the western U.S. next month. We'll be in Seattle on January 16th, 2026, Portland on the 17th, Eugene on the 18th, then on the 21st of January, we are in Sacramento, San Francisco on the 22nd as part of SF Sketchfest, we're in L.A. on the 23rd, Tucson on the 24th, and Albuquerque on Monday, January 26th. We're closing it all out in Colorado with shows on January 27th in Boulder and on the 28th in Aspen. Our live shows are so much fun for the Night Vale fan and newbie alike, so don't be afraid to bring a date or a friend who doesn't even know what a glow cloud is. Come see Cecil Baldwin, Symphony Sanders, Disparition, me, and our musical guest Mal Blum, all live on stage. Tickets at welcometonightvale.com/live. Also, I think you know this, but if you don't, let me tell you. The Welcome to Night Vale tabletop role-playing game is available in stores. This RPG was created by Renegade Games with our input and development. If you've ever wanted to be a character in Night Vale and do freaky adventures there, then get on this. You can get the Night Vale tabletop role-playing game wherever you get your games. Okay, now on to the episode. And hey, thanks.
Du willst dieses Jahr endlich mal ein entspanntes Weihnachten? Das geht mit der Idealo-App. Einfach früh vergleichen und Preiswecker stellen. Tablet für Papa? 80 Euro günstiger. Parfum für die Schwester? Halber Preis. Und das Budget? Immer noch heile. So werden alle Wünsche erfüllt. Und die Freude dabei ist einfach unbezahlbar. Hol dir jetzt die Idealo-App. Schenke viel und spare noch mehr.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse, nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Don't let your problems get you down. Hey, I said don't let them. Are you even listening to me? Welcome to Night Vale. Listeners, there has been a murder. Now, obviously, this is big news. But first, let's look at some of today's top headlines. The Ralphs will be extending its hours in November so that we can all stock up for Turkey Day, as every staff member at Ralphs is forced to call it. I hope the weather is good on Turkey Day, they'll mumble to you. Any big plans for Turkey Day? They'll groan, not meeting your eyes. And if you say Thanksgiving to them, they are forced to correct you. I think you mean Turkey Day, they'll wail, tears streaming down their cheeks. That's just the fun little way we like to refer to it, they'll croak, with throats gone raw from screaming. Anyway, the Ralphs will be open to 11 in November, so be sure to get in there and shop for any day you want, turkey or otherwise. Also, there have been booms and flashing lights from the old missile range, just before the vanishing point of the horizon. That desolate stretch where the government used to test weapons back in the 50s. The government says that this time, it's not them. Nuh-uh, the government said through a coded message in the television static that only very attuned people could receive. No way, they said. We would never do something like shoot missiles off near a town. Couldn't be us. Frankly insulting that you would even suggest it. The lights seen at the old missile range have been a cool green and a flickering yellow. The sounds have come as deep booms and hot little pops. Who knows what's happening there? Not my job to find out. I'm just a journalist. Okay. The important stuff out of the way. Let's get to the murder. The angel formerly known as Marcus Vanston was killed today in the private library of his estate. Marcus was once the richest man in town until he transformed into an angel, and then he became the richest angel in town. He used his fortune, among other things, to buy StrexCorp Synernists Inc., and also to fund some much-needed repairs to the Desert Flower Bowling Alley and Arcade Fun Complex. The cause of death is not known, but the body was found surrounded by the following objects: a venomous snake, dead; a ceremonial dagger recovered 10 years ago from an archaeological site in Lufnarp; a length of rope tied into the knot known as the Devil's Handshake; and a book of dirty limericks with every fourth word circled, and a handwritten note that said, "It is finished," on the last page. The other angels expressed shock for two reasons. The first is that Marcus's library had been locked securely from the inside, as it always was during what Marcus referred to as me time, in which he sat in a large throne in his private library and laughed about how much money he had. There was no sign of forced entry on the door or windows, and no sign that a ghost or sentient haze passed through the walls. The second reason is they had no idea that angels could die. The angels, all named Erica, huddled in a chattering mass near the crime scene, saying things like, "What could possibly kill an angel?" and "Does that mean that I too will someday die, but I don't want that to happen? That's not fair." The sheriff's secret police currently have no suspects, but have assured the public that they will as soon as they can make all the evidence look right. But more interestingly, I received a call from former mayor of Nightvale, Dana Cardinal.
"Cecil, I have reason to believe that this murder is not just about the death of one angel. I think that this murder is related to a secret. A secret that forces in Nightvale have worked to keep hidden for centuries. We must solve this case. For to solve this case is to learn something profound about this place we live, and perhaps about ourselves. And also because the person or persons who murdered Marcus are still out there, and I believe they will strike again, and soon. I'm reaching out to the best detectives in the business, hoping one will take my case. I'll let you know how it goes. Also, long time no see. I hope you're good or whatever."
I have been meaning to give Dana a call. I really should get to that. But more importantly, what if Dana is right? I'm glad she is getting an experienced detective here. All the best to the sheriff's secret police, who are great if you need something covered up, or a convenient patsy pinned for a crime, but they just don't really have what it takes to, you know, actually use evidence to come up with a solution. More on this soon. But first, a word from our sponsors. Today's show is brought to you by Little Roy's Handcrafted Potato Chips. We're just a small family business making the potato chips we love, and we hope you love them too. Our story is simple. Roy Little, nickname Little Roy, was always making his special potato chips for family parties, and everyone always said, "Roy, you could sell these." And so Roy did. And thus, the Little Roy's Handcrafted Potato Chip story was born. Little Roy's Handcrafted Potato Chips are proudly owned by Munco, owner of Matilda's Proper Potato Chips, the Kerr Family Handcrafted Chip Company, and Doritos. Munco is in turn a proud subsidiary of Lucid Corp, a family of companies that includes everything from paper towels to dog food to, that's right, Kraft Family Potato Chips. If you can buy it in a grocery store, we own it. And so, in some tiny important way, we own you. Lucid Corp is a proud holding of Spectre Investments International. We are a small, family-owned conglomerate who takes great care with groceries and laptops and fighter jets and publishing companies and all the other things we control. Honestly, sometimes even we forget. So try Little Roy's Handcrafted Potato Chips. Little Roy died 3 years ago. No one from any of those companies came to his funeral. Potato chips made with love. This has been a word from our sponsors. And now, traffic. Sometimes I think about my heart, this tiny muscle that just has to keep going and going for as long as I do. through my happiest moments, as I slipped the ring on my husband's hand, as Esteban looked up for the first time at me with his tiny, wondering eyes and reached up to pull my hair, at my lowest moments, when I say something to Carlos during a fight and I didn't mean it, but I know I've gone too far, and he'll forgive me, sure, that's what a marriage is, an ongoing celebration and an ongoing forgiveness, but the hurt will stick somewhere, just a little, and I'll never be able to take it back. When I used to run in circles around the lawn as a child, imagining stories longer and more complex than any novel, a continuous imaginary life running parallel to my real one. When I sat by my mother's bed in the hospital and understood that this was the shape of the rest of her life, that it wasn't going to get better, just different shades of bad. Through all of this, my heart beat and beat, and it cannot stop, just as I cannot stop, because sometimes I am exhausted, and sometimes I am floating in a reverie, and sometimes I am so in love, and sometimes I want to close my eyes and sit in a dark, quiet room for the rest of my life, but I have to keep going and going for as long as I can, just like a heart, just like my heart. This has been Traffic. Another update from Dana. Let me just patch that in. Is it this button? Oh, nope, that one turns on the blender. I have no idea why we have one of those in the radio booth. Okay, this is the right one.
I have tried reaching out to every detective I can think of, but mostly I can't even get through to their offices. Phone connections from here to the rest of the world are fuzzy and scattershot at best. I did get through to a pair called Lou and Molly in Los Angeles. They had some very good online reviews, but Molly politely told me that they are being pursued by a dangerous criminal in a thrilling game of cat and mouse, and so their calendar is currently full. I also got a hold of an amateur detective named Keisha, who had, frankly, a fantastic voice. She has a lot of experience with the weird and the wild out there on the back road corners of our country, but she says that she is unavailable. It seems she recently received a weird phone call and needs to go back out on those roads to investigate. A brand new adventure, she said. A new chapter in the tale of my life. I don't know what that meant, but it was kind of TMI, and so I hung up. This is all really disappointing.
That is disappointing, but if anyone can figure this out, it's Dana, my close friend who I really need to call for the first time in years. But first, the community calendar. Monday is the Global Dining Festival at Grove Park, presented by the Night Vale Culinary Society. Society President Audrey Grimes explained, "We've sampled the best and worst of what Night Vale has to offer, but we want to also be thinking globally. That's why we decided to dine on the globe, on the earth itself." She smiled, her eyes were empty wells. "Bit by bit," she said, "we will eat the globe, the whole of it. We will taste everything it has to offer. You cannot stop us." She then dropped onto all fours and started biting the earth, mouthfuls of grass and then soil. She looked up at me with those empty eyes, dirt smeared on her chin and tongue, and growled. So check that event out. Regular tickets are $15 and VIP tickets are $30. VIP attendees will be put in a big glass box labeled "Look at these rich idiots" for everyone to laugh at during the event. Tuesday, my son, Esteban, will be presenting a magic show on our front lawn. He's only a kid, so please, be nice. This is his first public performance. He will be doing some simple coin and card tricks and attempting to make contact with the dead, who wait for us just beyond the veil. Apparently, this is all stuff he learned in witch camp. Anyway, please show up. It'd be nice if he got a crowd. And who knows? You might get to glimpse that terrible nothing that awaits us all. Wednesday will be the reckoning. No more information has been provided, but the city council did suggest wearing a helmet and protective gear. Thursday is a block party thrown by the Desert Creek HOA, who recently knocked down all houses and moved the residents into rudimentary homes built into the earth. This block party will have shivering, fires in big metal barrels, and a woman grabbing at your collar while weeping. Also, hot dogs. Come on down. Friday believes in you and thinks you can become better. Friday will love you no matter what, but needs you to try for your sake, if not for its sake. Saturday is a little lie we tell ourselves to get us through the week. And on Sunday, Lieutenant Regis of Unit 7 of the local National Guard station and KFC combo store will be stepping out onto his dusty porch and settling down into a rocking chair that hasn't rocked since one of the legs broke a few years back. He'll breathe slowly through his nose and stare at an ant that will cross the sand in front of his station. He will feel a longing so tangible that he will be able to locate it physically in his throat. The longing will sit there, almost choking him, but his face will remain placid. The ant will disappear into the sand. Eventually, Regis will return into the station. Time will pass, some of it good and some of it bad. Mistakes will be made, and some of them will not be fixable. A bird will perch on the roof, make one sharp and beautiful sound, and fly away. This has been the Community Calendar. Dana called again. Let's go to her now. Okay, that was the button that released the bats. Wish I hadn't pressed that. This is the right one here.
I have tried detective after detective, but they all say things like, I don't know where Nightvale is, or I think you're prank calling me, or please stop prank calling me. It's infuriating. I need their help, but they will not offer it. And so I have come to a decision. I know what we must do next. We are in trouble, have no doubt of that. But we are a strong and strange city. And I know that this turmoil also we shall weather.
Sometimes I see nothing in people. Here is the church and here is the steeple. You're sending me an invite to a networking event. I'm in your building and I'm crawling through the vents. I'm a product of time and motion. I know the best spot for beer in Brooklyn. I'm in the garden and I'm eating all the dirt. I get hurt.
Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur einen Euro pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Lust auf besonders feine Weihnachten? Erlebe einzigartigen Genuss mit Rewe Feine Welt. Diese Woche zum Beispiel Rewe Feine Welt Schweizer Käse Trüffeltraum mildwürzig, je 150 Gramm Packung nur 3,49 Euro. Oder Rewe Feine Welt italienischer Prosciutto Crudo, roher Schinken mit Meersalz behandelt, mindestens 18 Monate gereift, je 100 Gramm Packung nur 4,29 Euro. Festlich sparen mit Genuss. Rewe, dein Markt.
The secret police have left Marcus Vanston's manor. The grounds are sealed with police tape. Long shadows grow into darkness in its halls and its parlors. The sharp squawk of a radio from the single patrol car left to watch over the scene echoes through the sprawling gardens. Marcus himself has been transported to the morgue, where an autopsy was performed. However, the coroner said that the autopsy did not turn up much useful information, as when he cut open the body of the angel was full of stars. A sweep of deep space, full of glittering stars, and an entire universe I could have fallen into and started a new life, I believe, as a new person, washed clean of all sin and regret accrued in this imperfect vessel of mine. The official autopsy report read. The report then had a drawing of a crack opening onto a field of stars, indicating by the frantic stabbing of little dots into the paper with a pencil, some so hard that the paper ripped all the way through. Interesting, but doesn't seem to give us much new information on the case. Fortunately, Dana has once again called in. And I think you're going to want to hear this. Let me just... No, not again! You would think I would have gotten it by now. Sorry. It's this button. No! No, that was the blender again. It's this one.
Hello, Cecil. I have made a decision. We cannot get a detective to come to our town and solve our mystery for us. And so, we have no choice. We must solve this mystery ourselves. I will act as detective. I have no training, no innate skill in the arts of detection. But I do have a determination. I know that we must understand what happened here, or any one of us could be the next to die. And so, I will examine the clues. I will interview the witnesses. I will come to some kind of solution, or I will fall in failing. This locked room mystery must be solved. And I will be the one to do it.
And so, there you have it. Everything's fine. Dana's on it. Hopefully no one else gets murdered while she's solving it. That'd be a real bummer. I'm very proud of what my former intern has accomplished. She fought off her own double with a stapler. She became mayor of Nightvale. Confronted an army of doubles come to get their revenge, and now she's getting into private investigation. Ugh, all really exciting stuff. Anyone looking to follow her footsteps and join the intern program, please stop by the station to fill out an application and do the required 10-day boot camp. Stay tuned next for a man saying 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 stay tuned next.
Welcome to Night Vale is a production of Night Vale Presents. It is written by Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, and Bree Williams. Sound design and production by Disparition. The voice of Dana is Jessica Nicole. The voice of Night Vale is Cecil Baldwin. Original music by Disparition. All of it can be found at disparition.net. This episode's weather was I Get Hurt by Victor Jones. Find out more at the link in our show notes. Comments, questions, email us at info@welcometonightvale.com or follow us on Blue Sky at Night Vale Radio or on Instagram, Tumblr, and TikTok at Night Vale Official. Or try to tell which of these videos are AI, each time feeling your soul get a little smaller. But mainly, check out welcometonightvale.com, where we have a twice-monthly mailing list that is the best way to keep up to date directly from us to you. Please sign up. We like talking to you. Today's proverb, half off today. Yep, today ends at noon. It's a huge savings.
Ihr arbeitet in der Musikindustrie oder seid einfach interessiert, wie sie funktioniert? Bei uns erfahrt ihr, wie sicher diese Jobs noch sind, was KI in der Musikbranche bereits verändert hat, wie die Zukunft der Live-Musik aussehen wird und vieles mehr.
Reeperbahn Festival Deep Dive mit Lina Burghausen und Alex Barbian. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.
Hey y'all, it is Jeffrey Craner, and if you're like me and you love horror, check out the podcast The Gentleman from Hell. An entire town gone. No signs, no warnings, just silence. This is Cold Sparrow. 24 years ago, every resident of Cold Sparrow vanished overnight, including the eccentric billionaire, Benjamin Veers. No bodies, no clues, only questions. For decades, investigators have chased every theory, cults, kidnappings, mass disappearances, but nothing has brought them closer to the truth until now. Three renowned private investigators, famous for taking down one of the most dangerous cults in history, have been called in to uncover what really happened. But the deeper they dig, the stranger the whispers become, whispers of something far darker than anyone imagined, something that might not be human at all. Cold Sparrow didn't just disappear, something took it. Some mysteries should stay buried. The investigation begins now. Check out The Gentleman from Hell on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Hey y'all, it is Jeffrey Craner speaking to you from the year 2025, and did you know that Welcome to Night Vale is back out on tour? We are. We're going to be up in the Northeast in the Boston, New York City area, going all the way over to the upper Midwest in Minnesota. That's in July. You'll kind of draw a line through there, and you'll kind of see the towns we'll be hitting. We'll also be doing Philly down to Florida in September, and we'll be going from Austin all the way up through the middle of the country into Toronto, Canada in October, and then we'll be doing the West Coast plus the Southwest plus Colorado in January of 2026. You can find all of the show dates at welcometonightvale.com/live. Listen, this brand new live show is so much fun. It is called Murder Night in Blood Forest, and it stars Cecil Baldwin, of course, Symphony Sanders, me, and live original music by Disparition, and who knows what other special guests may come along for the ride. These tours are always so much fun, and they are for you, the diehard fan, and you, the Night Vale new kid alike. So feel comfortable bringing your family, your partner, your coworkers, your cat, whatever. They don't got to know what a Night Vale is to like the show. Tickets to all of these live shows are on sale now at welcometonightvale.com/live. Don't let time slip away and miss us when we are in your town, because otherwise we will all be sad. Get your tickets to our live US plus Toronto tours right now at welcometonightvale.com/live. And hey, see you soon.